So we're at the beach. I think we were at the beach, and Sawyer, the 7-year-old, he's the funniest one.
Yeah.
And of Tim's kids, my partner's kids, and he announced at some point, because we didn't have that many snacks at the beach this time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Yeah. Mm.
And he announces, I'm hangry.
Oh, what? He said that this weekend, too.
He did?
That's so funny. Yeah.
It's like, that's one of those things that like an adult may acknowledge now and then.
Yeah.
Right.
Usually in hindsight, you go, I'm sorry. I was just hangry, you know.
That's so funny.
He goes, I'm hangry.
Not enough snacks at the beach. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're stuck.
Yep. Finally gave in, by the way, and got one of those wagons.
Oh, good.
So now I'm that guy.
Does it have the big wheels on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Do you still have to carry like a billion things as well? So you're carrying like the umbrella over the shoulder. You got a beach bag on the other one, and then you're still pulling this wagon.
The kids are in the wagon.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. And dad, all right. And me and Tim are still carrying stuff. No, we did have one backpack.
Okay.
And everything else was in the wagon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys need to take a picture.
And the kids are like, oh, now we don't have to carry stuff. And I was like, oh, what else is new? Like,
yeah.
Like you carried stuff before?
right. Exactly. All the inflatables, yeah. All the tubes. Wow, you
got the
guys.
The boogie boards. Oh. Yeah. I took a selfie. I should post that.
You have to.
Because it was me pulling the wagon when Tim with the backpack behind me. And the kids are all just, oh, they're fine.
We love beach days.
Yeah. Then we hit the sand and I'm like, oh, this wagon's a little heavier than I thought it
was.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so you should have ordered delivery down to the beach. Like a large pizza.
Oh, sure. That would be nice.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Todd, we have to discuss your syrup problem.
Oh my God, Todd.
Yeah.
Where did you see that?
I don't know. Somewhere on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Huh.
We're watching you when you're away from us.
Are you 8 years old?
Yeah.
Sometimes
you're
I want to
be. You're going to have the diabetes.
The diabetes.
Yeah.
What is the proper way to say that?
Wilford Brimley. I think it's diabetes, but Wilford
Brimley. Why did
you
say diabetes?
Diabetes.
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 Oh, Rachel did put it on. Yeah. She did put it on.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Man.
Yeah, we were up at Bear Mountain Inn up in Waterford on Thursday. We were doing some oysters, and they had the concert. Rustic Overtones played. It's an awesome place, and they do breakfast in the morning. I'm like, yeah, I'll do the blueberry pancakes and a side of bacon and hash browns.
And I'll have one jar of syrup.
They come out with a jar of syrup, and it's like, I honestly could have used a little more.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He used almost an entire jar of syrup.
I feel like it was the entire jar.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, you're going to be awake for like 30 days. Straight. It's
I
like
feel
the
like
kids where you go, no more candy, you're going to be up all night.
Yeah. That was evil of Josh. Josh is their general manager, and he took a picture of the pancake syrup holder before and after me.
Yeah.
You know, and then passed it along to Rachel. He wouldn't let me even see what he was doing. I'm like, okay, whatever. Before you know it, I'm getting trolled.
That's funny. That is a lot of syrup. Like, could you even taste the pancakes?
There were four giant pancakes. Like, it needed that much syrup. If you want to get through the whole plate, you know, you need syrup.
I guess it does need to soak through. I will say it wasn't like a huge bottle of syrup.
Right.
It's still a lot of syrup.
I mean, I'm trying to help him out here. But
thanks, Cal.
Yeah. Four pancakes, I can see. I'm sure they're big. It's not their like little ones, right?
No, they weren't with like the silver dollar size. No, yeah. They were.
But still,
were...
like, could you even taste the pancakes?
The point is to taste it all together. Like, it's the experience. I guess I could taste them, and the maple syrup makes it even better. Slather a little butter on there.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That does sound good.
Man, I'm starving now, and I don't even like pancakes.
But it's like when kids have put ketchup on, I'm like, okay, you've used half the ketchup thing.
Yeah.
Right. It's like you want a side of chicken nuggets with that ketchup?
Yeah.
You
know?
Right. Well, that's the same thing, Todd.
Yeah.
It was like, do you want a side of pancakes with that syrup?
Fine.
They're blueberry, but I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are those things in there?
You know what? It could have been communion wafers for all I know. Just doused in syrup.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Yeah. Diabetes.
Talk to Todd.
Oh, Wilford.